My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, we're back. And, you know, I've heard a lot of critiques of the Steeler, and believe me, I mean, we have one more week, right, Nick? One more week of trying to stretch and squeeze every storyline out of the Steelers we possibly can before the games start, and then we actually have something to talk about. But as I've said many times, I feel like The genius of the NFL is that they make us pay attention to it 24/7. 365. The problem with that is by about mid-July, we're out of storylines to talk about. Because we've exhausted them all, starting in OTAs. That's the way it goes. And I feel like it's, you know, it goes without saying, that's where we're at with the Steelers. So, next thing you know, if you go through and you look at what they have to do, clearly, it starts and ends with the quarterbacks, who we've talked a lot about. And I would say, forget about quarterbacks, quarterback in Russell Wilson. That's really what it begins and ends with. Because I think that really, realistically, when I hear a lot of people talk about what the, you know, what the reason for optimism is, well, the line goes something like this. The line goes something like this. Well, you know, really, they got essentially the same team on defense, although they added Patrick Queen, so they're a little better. Joey Porter Jr. is a little bit, you know, obviously going to be a little bit better. But the big thing is they got rid of Matt Canada, so their offense is going to be better. And then, on top of that, their quarterbacks are better. Well, I imagine that the offense will be better. I do. I imagine that the offense will be better. But I don't know that it's going to make that much of a difference when you look at their schedule. I think they've got a tough schedule the second half of the season, for sure. They play a lot of tough games, for sure. But I just think that it's really, really just too simple to say, well, they're going to be better at quarterback, so therefore they're going to be better, overall. I just don't know it works like that. I just don't. I think that it's always going to be an interesting scenario that you have to basically say, who are they playing against? And what are they playing against? And so I think their quarterback play can be really, really good, and they can win 10 games. I think that that's the reality of where I see the rest of this roster, because I look at the roster and I say this. This is a team that's got some pretty easy-to-see flaws. I don't think they have a second corner. They definitely don't have a third corner. I think those are a problem in a passing leg. Regardless of what you want to say, T.J. Watt gets banged up a little bit. He misses a few games here and there. When he doesn't play, they're a completely different defense. Cam Hayward looks healthy coming off of an injury, but who knows? He's old, so we'll see. I see a team with an offensive line that is, I don't know. It's you know, one of these things where the offensive line, I don't know how anyone can feel good about the way that it looks right now. It seems to be a little bit in shambles. And it seems to be, in at least in my mind, a little bit in disarray. And then you're going to tell me that you're going to move Broderick Jones eventually to left tackle, and you're going to put in Troy Fonteno at right tackle. You're starting the season regardless with Dan Moore probably as your left tackle. I mean, if you add it all up, you've got a lot of questions on your offensive line as well. And then we got the receiver position, which I know a lot of people don't want to talk about. And or now there's this new thing. Have you seen this new thing, Nick, on social media where all of these people are basically saying Arthur Smith, when they went to the AFC Championship game, A.J. Brown was their number one receiver. Who is their number two? So as to say, oh, well, you know, they didn't have anyone special on the other side. Well, first of all, I'm not sure where George Pickens, A.J. Brown? I'm not sure. We've seen flashes of it, but I don't know that we're there yet. But secondly, there was a guy that they had in Tennessee who was the focal point of their offense, who was a horse, who ran and carried that offense, and ran and carried that offense. I'm not saying Najee Harris isn't Derrick Henry, but we have yet to see him be Derrick Henry. But that's the new spin. That's the one thing about the Steelers. I'll give them credit. The Steelers, more than any team in town, find a way to spin things, you know, and there's far too many people that are media members that cover that team that are far too willing to just buy it hook, line, and sinker. You know, 35 seconds after Brandon Ayuk signs with the 49ers, we get a tweet from one of the reporters that says, well, the Steelers, they knew they weren't going to get Brandon Ayuk. They knew he wasn't. They weren't really that disappointed. They knew he was going to sign with the 49ers. Oh, they spent the whole summer pursuing the guy. And quite frankly, if they knew it, okay, if they knew it and then said, we're still going to just not do anything else, that's even worse. I mean, if the spin for me is we put all of our eggs in the basket of Brandon Ayuk because we really thought we were going to get him. And, you know, at the last minute, the 49ers basically just, you know, backed out or whatever and decided to give him what he wanted. That actually is something you can sell to your fans. Because that is, we were actively pursuing getting better. But how do you sell to your fans the idea that we weren't interested really in doing anything? But that's what you're basically saying. You realize that, right? That's what you're basically saying. If you're saying to your fans, well, we knew that Brandon Ayuk wasn't going anywhere, that we had no chance of getting him. Okay, then what the hell were you doing then for 3 months? That's the question. What the heck were you doing? Anyway, that's the question I would ask. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. Personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire, always good for your soul, for sure.
It's September.
And it's September. But 14, 15 days from now, it'll be the actual September 21st. But, yes, that's actually Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. But, absolutely, we got it going. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. You know who I'm going to give it to today, Nick?
Who's that?
All of these people, we talked about it early on, all of these people who spent the last 2 days dissecting whether or not Pitt fans booing Kenny Pickett was a big deal. If you were in on that debate and discussion, whether you think it was bad that they booed or thought they booed too much or didn't think they booed or whatever, Pitt fan, your team won a game. Won a game in which the quarterback looked really pretty good. Look, won a game where the offense looked really pretty good. Be happy. Can't you just enjoy a win? No. We've got Pitt fans that are all upset and dissecting the fact that a few of them decided to boo when they put Kenny Pickett up on the scoreboard. Mind you, Nick, Kenny Pickett wasn't wasn't even in the stadium. So who cares? I came out of the Pitt game thinking to myself, well, they've got a pretty good quarterback. This offense is kind of fun to watch. You know, we'll see what happens. Obviously, you know, beating up Kent State is what it is. But my point is, hey, it's better than the offense we watched last year, which was 3 yards in a cloud of dust, minus the 3 yards quite often. Anyway. So that's social media's biggest loser. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, Hometown Home, your hometown home business security company. Anyway, back to the Steelers. I'm getting a kick, a big kick, actually, out of the idea that the Steelers will be fine at receiver because if you look at what Arthur Smith did, you know, when he went to the AFC title game with the Titans, you know, their second and third receivers, they weren't very well known either. Okay. What does that mean? That's what I would like to know. What does that mean? It doesn't mean a whole lot to me. And the reason it doesn't is because it's a completely different team. First of all, as I said before, let's start here, okay? That team with the Titans, you know what one of their strengths were? One of their strengths were their offensive line. They could maul teams with their offensive line. They could actually control the game with their offensive line. Steelers, not so much. But I think that really when you look at it from the standpoint of this Steeler team, this offensive line could get better. They could get better. And I think that's going to be, an important note is that as the season goes on and the games get tougher, the offensive line could actually get better. But I don't know that we're doing that straight. You know, I don't know that that's what's happening early on. And especially if they're going to do, you know, all the things they're going to do to try and shuffle it around to get to a point where they have the Broderick Jones on the left and on the right side you have Troy Fontenot. It's going to take a little bit of time, period. And so there could be a problem. There really could be a problem. And I think that's what it really looks like in my mind when you're trying to rebuild your offensive line on the fly. And I think that's where we're at right now. That's why I don't know that, you know, everybody seems to be so sure that early in the season because the schedule is what it is that, they're going to get out of the gates and be 8-1 or 9-2 or whatever. I just don't know because that is such a big problem, the offensive line in my mind. And then you've got what I would say is probably another issue. And that is, you know what? I don't know that they have enough firepower at receiver right now. And I know that Freiermuth, you know, people say, well, he's part of your receiving core and he'll be like your – it's not the same. So I just feel like it's got to be always, you know, a thing of where you have to measure your comments based on what you see. And what I see when I look at the Steelers' offense is an incomplete offense. I see a receiving core that needs to get better. I see an offensive line that's a work in progress. I see a quarterback situation that needs to get better. Period. That's just the way it is. And until they show me otherwise, I'm not sure that I'm going to be picking much of anything other than I think they're still going to be a 9-8, 10-7 type team. Anyway, got to get to a break. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. And we'll be back. It's 93.7 The Fan. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or sunchevy.com. Today, high of 90, low of 69, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 87 and low of 71. I think that's it. I think we're done, right? We did it all. We got it all in. Speaking of getting it all in, what will you be doing today? Are you going to? I know one thing I'm going to do before I do anything else is take a nap. But after that, what are you going to do anything fun today on Labor Day?
Yeah, but like I said, I'm going to try to go to the Green Tree Pool here because it's going to be closed next year. So I'm going to try to get one last swim in before it's gone for the next couple years.
Wait, why is it going away? Are they closing it, or are they like closing it to like redo it or something?
They're closing it to renovate. There were some foundational problems I heard that they're going to redesign the pool and fill in the foundation to make sure it's safe.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you go to the pool, then will you do something like, cook something on the grill or do something like that?
No, because by that time it's going to be like, you know, 6-7 o'clock and I'm going to have to go to bed because, you know, I work this shift. So I'm going to have to go right back to bed and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tough. At least when it comes to me, I at least get to sleep in a little tomorrow because I'm back in my normal 10 o'clock spot. And, of course, I will tomorrow. We've got the Shelty show. Interesting, though, because at noon, I'm assuming tomorrow will be the Mike Tomlin press conference at noon as well, right? So, in general, I mean, we play the Mike Tomlin press conference and the Derek Shelton show. If we did a poll about a month ago, I actually think more people would care about the Derek Shelton show, right? But if we did a poll now, obviously more people would care about Mike Tomlin. But here's the thing, again, I go back to this, you know, in some ways we're lucky that Mike Tomlin doesn't like to talk to the media, and so therefore he limits how much he talks to the media anyway, to mostly almost exclusively what he has to do. So we don't hear from him that often. And I think that's the key to me, is that you don't hear from him that often, so you don't get tired of him saying the same things over and over again. But we've now heard him a bunch of times here in this preseason. I'm not sure what he can say tomorrow to stretch it out to 25 minutes. Because, you know, it has to be a TV show, right? So he has to get it to 25 minutes. And one of the things that's hilarious to me about him is how much he, like, filibusters at the beginning, where he just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, by the end of the thing, you know, by the end of the first 14 minutes of the thing yesterday, by the end of the first, like, 14 minutes yesterday, they, tomorrow, I mean, from the end of the first 14 minutes tomorrow, You will have the idea that the Falcons have the greatest roster ever compiled. Because that's what he does. He goes position by position. And then he talks about, well, and of course he'll mention Raheem Morris, who's one of his guys from Tampa Bay, right? But there's not much more that he can say that he already hasn't said. I don't know. That's just me. We have a good time with it. Nevertheless, Crowley and Dorn will be back tomorrow at this time. They will do they will take you up to 10 o'clock when I'll be in, along with Joe Starkey, who is actually next. And we will figure out a way to make sense of both the Derek Shelton show and the Mike Tomlin press conference. And we'll do a number of other things like that. So we'll have a good time with that. Nick, did you enjoy having me back? We haven't done a show together for a long, long time.
It was a good time.
We got through it.
We did it.
We made it through. And, of course, now it's time for me to go home and go to sleep. Other than that, happy Labor Day. We'll talk to you soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.